We had a clunky, junky old upright in our house. My mom knew just enough that we had an old garage sale type piano, and my dad couldn't find middle C if his life depended on it. And when I was 3 and a half, I guess I climbed up and kind of started picking out Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And so my mom saw that I had a knack for it and started me on lessons, and I played only by ear until I was about 7 or 8 years old when I met my first teacher, Nancy Adsit, and she taught me classical. I had a jazz teacher, and he said I needed a year's worth of classical training for the development of my technique, he told my parents. So the idea was that I was going to do a year of classical music and then go back to the what I called the fun stuff. Well, fast forward, 12 years with Mrs. Adsit, and then I was still doing classical piano mainly, but still doing the fun stuff on the side. And so I continued. So I did my... went to college and conservatory. I studied with Hwa Kyung-byun and Veda Kaplinsky, and now I'm just heading around giving concerts.
In high school, you got an associate science degree, and then you were going to Harvard and the New England Conservatory at the same time. Tell us about some of these dual interests that you had.
Sure. Well, I don't come from a wealthy family, so I knew that whatever I did, I needed to be able to support myself. And I also knew that I did not want to live in a van down by the river. So I was thinking, well, if I couldn't do piano, because so much of music is talent and hard work, and but so much of it is luck and God's blessing and a whole bunch of things that really aren't in your direct control. So I knew that that I loved music and I'd like to continue, but I knew the realities of I might not be able to. So I thought, well, if I couldn't do music, what are my interests in, and business and medicine were always a strong interest, partially maybe because my father, he had a chronic disease much of my life. So I was pursuing, pre-medicine, and my degree at Harvard is in economics. So I did that road and was, I interned on Wall Street and stuff, and I realized that kind of the end of the program when I was, finishing my piano side, I realized that music was a strong passion, and the other things were just interests, and that there was a world of difference between an interest and something that you're passionate about. So I knew I had to pursue music.
So since this time, you have been just zipping around the globe, performing in all these really cool places like the Kennedy Center, Houston, Boston Pops, with Yo-Yo Ma, the Aspen Institute. You've performed with Bobby McFerrin and Joshua Bell. You've just been doing all sorts of incredible things.
Well, thank you. It keeps me busy, and I'm very, very blessed to be able to do what I love.
And in 2014, you won the Avery Fisher Career Grant. How did this help you?
There's a monetary component, so they give you some money to help develop your career in a certain way. And they also, it's just a wonderful award to receive, so it's a really great kind of gold star kind of a thing and a attaboy in a way that keeps you going. Because there's definitely ups and downs in this career path. It's not, you hope that everything goes up and to the right, the graph, but there's definitely dips, and it gives you the motivation to keep going on, to sometimes get a pat on the back.
You were also a Gilmore Young Artist and a Young Concert Artist International artist as well. So congratulations on all that. Now, this last year, you went to Norway and you paired with the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia. You also were in Iowa with the Quad City Symphony.
Yes, just this past December I was there. It was a blast.
So now you're back in Iowa. So this is kind of an interesting concert in the fact that you're going to be playing two different works, which is usually not done. Well, you might play an encore or something, but to play two major works, was it your idea to program the Shostakovich Second as well as the Rhapsody in Blue?
I think that was Joe's idea, the maestro. He thought that it would be a really good combination. I had personally never played the two together because they're really kind of different pieces. But when you start playing them together, then you realize how many similarities there are, just in different ways. But we had our first rehearsal last night, and it was a blast. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, tell us about this Shostakovich, because it isn't performed a lot, and it's really, if you didn't know it was by Shostakovich, you might be fooled into thinking it was by someone else.
Especially the second movement. So it's one of my absolute favorite, actually both of these are one of my favorite, or some of my favorite, concertos ever written and some of my favorites to perform. The Shostakovich, you know, the first and third movements are very, very rhythmic and percussive, and the pianos and the snare drum are having this little duel, and it's they're just a blast to play, and it gets your feet moving, and it, you know, it's very, very rhythmic. And then the second movement comes along, and it's something that you would never guess that Shostakovich would have written. It sounds so romantic and lush, and it sounds like it could have been from the soundtrack from like The Notebook, the movie, or you know, it's just a schmaltzy, just you know, this Hollywood kind of sounding beautiful piece. And then you come back to the third movement, so rhythmic and exciting. It's this juxtaposition, but it is awesome.
And Shostakovich, I believe I read somewhere, wrote this as a birthday gift for his son.
That's right. And I learned from Joe yesterday that this was a piece that was recorded by the composer, his son, and his son. And I don't think there's another piece that's been recorded by three generations of the same lineage. So that's kind of neat.
And what are some of your favorite spots then in this?
Oh, the second movement definitely is just, I love performing it. And there's just so much. One of the neat things in the third movement is that he kind of goes back to playing, there's sections in the piece where it's basically just exercises like Hannon. And it sounds like, a beginner piano student doing these repetitive kind of weird scale and Hannon type exercises, but he incorporates them into the music. And it's kind of neat because he wrote it for his, I think, 19-year-old son at the time. It was kind of a flashback and an Easter egg that he might have heard his son playing this while younger. So it's kind of neat.